Hi guys, and welcome to the very first episode of the anime talk show. So, today we'll be talking about anime that are coming out this season, and what is there to look for if you guys don't keep up with the anime websites, or you just don't literally have the time. I would do a segment every Thursday where I talk to you guys about the new anime that is coming out this season. I know, it's kind of boring, but I like someone to tell me if I didn't know any new anime that's coming out this season. So, the website, I will probably link down below, if I can link in here, I will put it in the description of what websites I use to go read about anime, or where I buy my merchandise from, and I'll let you guys know where I get all of that stuff if you guys are interested. Hopefully you are interested. So, anime that's coming out for fall 2020. Wonderful decade, I know. Let's see. We have an anime coming out on the 4th, well, that already came out, called Kingdom. Then we have a ReZero. If you guys watch ReZero, I watched it. I did not really care for it. I was a Rin fan, so there's that. Then we have Fire Force, which is coming out in July. If you guys watch Fire Force, it'll be season 2. That show is really good. I really enjoy Fire Force. If you guys watch Idol 7, Second Beat will be coming out. We do not have a date for that one yet. Fruit Basket Season 2 still does not have a date. Shield Hero, Rise of the Shield Hero, will be getting a second season. If you guys watch Shield Hero, which you guys should have because it's really good. Then we have The Promise Neverland coming with a season 2 in October. I'm so excited for that because I watched that anime and it was awesome. If you guys have not, I highly recommend you go watch it because it's amazing. Haikyuu, if you guys are Haikyuu fans, we are getting a season 4. Haikyuu to the Top will be airing on the 10th, which is out 6 days ago, if you guys did not watch it yet. Sad note, I did not watch Haikyuu when it first came out, so I'm behind 2 seasons. So I just need to watch season 3 and season 4. Which I really hate that I was not caught up with Haikyuu. In other news, let's talk about other anime that's coming out under my neglectness of not watching anime. So number 24 is a rugby team anime that has already came out. Wow, I'm so late. Not late, but late doing this podcast because I procrastinate. So there's this wonderful new anime coming out called Pet, and I saw the trailer for Pet. If you guys have seen the trailer, I highly recommend you guys, 1, finish this podcast, 2, go watch the trailer for Pet, because Pet came out on the 6th, and I still have not watched it yet, but I am planning to watch it after I finish talking to you guys. So there's this one anime called ID, and I have watched it. I have watched 3 episodes, and it is really good. It's a crime-based anime, so there's this detective, I forget his name. I'm not good with names, but he's a detective, but he's also a criminal, because to use this machine, I forget what the machine is called, I promise I'll do better as this podcast go on, but the machine, it only works on people that really are messed up in the head in a way, because it only works on criminals that committed a murder, and it's like you get to see like how he solves the case. You should just watch it. I'm not that great at explaining it, so just watch the anime. It's really good. Let's see what else. Not that many anime coming out this year. Well, for the winter season, that is. to me, so let's look and see. Let's see what's going to Blu-ray and DVD. This podcast is all over the place, and I am very sorry for that. Oh, and in the Discord, you guys can submit anime, and I will watch it. It doesn't matter what it is. I watch it, and I try to do an anime review every Friday. So I'm trying to do 2 episodes a week, so you get one probably Monday, and then one Thursday, and a bonus one. One Monday, one Friday, and a bonus one on Thursday if I feel like doing it on Thursday. So, animes that are going to DVD, or they're coming, is Cells at Work's Code Black. That will be released on the 21st. Which, I didn't look at that one. Don't toy with me, Nanagitiro. I am not good at saying these names, but I'll put it in the Discord suggestion box so you guys can look at it. But that will be coming out on February 18th. Is It Wrong to Fall in Love with the Girl in the Dungeon? Will be hitting DVD on the 18th as well. If you live in Japan, it will be 176 yen. But if you live here in the States or Canada, I don't know how Canada might be more, but it's going to be $13. If you guys like me putting the price in, I would continue that. If you don't like me saying the price, I will not just let you guys find it on your own. Cardcaptor Sakura, the Collector's Edition hardcover. I want to say this is a manga. Oh yeah, these are manga releases. I am so sorry. So the Cardcaptor Sakura Collector's Edition hardcover GN4 will be released on March 17th. And it'll be $29 US. On the site I'm using, it doesn't have the yen price. So I don't know about that. I'm so sorry. Night of the Ice, I never heard of that. Will be released on the 5th month, 12th day. Or if you guys like it like that, I'm just gonna stop. So, I can't believe I told you guys manga and not DVDs. I'm so sorry. I will be more organized the next podcast. Because this is so not organized. Oh, fun note. Fate Grand Order will... Who writes Fate? This forecast is... I just got sidetracked. I am so sorry. And I'm so sorry for saying sorry all the time. Oh god, Black Clover will be coming out with a smartphone game that launches in English, which it launched in Japan back in November 2018, and it was announced Thursday that it will launch with the English language version of Black Clover Night. It's going to launch, I just saw the date. I have no idea when it's going to launch because the website doesn't have a date. As the podcast goes on, I swear it will be much better than what this episode is going to be because I suck at doing this. I never done this before, so this is a growing thing. What are you trying to say? I have no idea. Well, it's the first episode. Anybody does a podcast is, of course, it's just going to be a mess. Doesn't matter who you are, your first podcast will be a mess. Then your second one, you're a little bit less of a mess. And then your third one, you're a little bit lesser than what you were in the first one. So, it's a growing thing, concept, persona, I don't know. I'm just saying words now. But this first episode is just a little bit of what we're going to be doing in this wonderful series. I will be better next time, and probably I would definitely write a script and pronounce everything properly for you guys, so it's like, what was she saying? It won't be like that. Hopefully I, as it goes on, I will be a little bit better. I will start an Instagram for this wonderful series, and I will do unboxings there of stuff that I, anime merchandise that I have bought, or when I go to anime conventions, which I don't go to that many because I don't have that much money. I'm just kidding. I really don't. But I would do anime unboxings there, and if you guys want me to start a YouTube, I'll start a YouTube where I just dedicate it to this, going behind the scenes. You see how, what I use, what systems I use to do the podcast, and what cameras I use if I record, which I don't have a camera right now, so that ain't happening no time soon. And if you guys want a list of the websites where I watch all my anime or read all manga series, or where I buy my anime and manga merchandise, I would gladly link that in the Discord, so please go check that out. I did link the Discord in the little introduction part of the podcast, and I'll have it on the podcast's Instagram if you guys are interested. I would know I'll post a lot more on Instagram, just pictures or videos of things I buy. So if you guys are interested, please go check it out. I am super excited to do this and go along this journey with you guys. So please support. And I love you so, so, so much. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next time.